This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
I just will tell you that it's getting a little scary out there.
Secretary of State Tom Shedler sent out an SOS to members of the House and Governmental Affairs Committee Thursday concerning the status of Louisiana's voting machines.
Voting machine equipment is all 15, 20 years plus.
And they're having to scavenge parts off old machines to keep the current machines running. Shedler says the parish registrars are having more and more issues with the laptops they use for tabulating votes cast during elections and transmitting results to his office.
They're 7 or 8 years old. Can you imagine using a laptop 7 or 8 years old? That's what we're doing.
Shedler has been researching the next generation of voting machines and says the most efficient solution is moving to tablets, which can then have voting software installed.
A voting machine costs roughly $5,200. We have, what, 10,000, 12,000 of them? This new system would be something that we buy literally from Office Depot or a state vendor for less than $300.
The problem is, of course, money. The federal government used to help pay for voting machines, but no longer. And the state certainly doesn't have any funding to spare.
We're going to have to find some way, somehow, to get this done. But I'm not proposing we do it 1 year. We'll probably do it over a 2 year period. And we're going to have to find some inventive way of financing how we're going to do it.
Shedler says he does have a solution, the same one he gave the Jindal administration regarding budget cuts.
I said elections. Have less of them. You save millions of dollars.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.